You're listening to SBS News.
It's the news Nicolini was dreading, that authorities had found the body of his sister, Angela Glover, who was swept away by the tsunami in Tonga.
We are just shattered, is the only word I can think to describe it. Any family that loses such a treasured member of their family would know exactly what I'm saying here. Angela was the heart of our family. She was the emotional heart of our family, and that heart is now gone.
The 50-year-old British national had lived in the small Pacific nation with her husband James since they got married.
Angela has always had a deep love of dogs, and so started an animal welfare charity called TAWS, the Tonga Animal Welfare Society. Its aim was to provide shelter and rehabilitation to stray dogs before trying to find homes for them. I understand that this terrible accident came about as they tried to rescue their dogs.
Communications remain largely cut off with Tonga. Days after the eruption of an underwater volcano triggered tsunami warnings across the Pacific. Brisbane-based Uniting Church minister Fama Tangi is among those awaiting news from loved ones. She's been constantly checking social media for a response from her husband, who she last heard from on Saturday.
Quite an anxious weekend where I've just felt my heart just very heavy, really heavy with worry and anxiety. The only thing I could do was hit the refresh button and see what updates what there were.
The New Zealand High Commission is reporting significant damage along the western coast of the main island of Tongatapu, where there are many holiday resorts, as well as the capital, Nuku'alofa, in the north. While initial reports suggest there are no mass casualties, the situation in other parts of the archipelago remain unknown. The United Nations says it's concerned by a distress signal coming from the isolated low-lying islands of Whanui and Mango, which are home to around 100 people. Geologist Dr. Chris Firth says the risk of further volcanic activity remains.
I think people need to be aware that this might not be the end of the eruption. It could be, it might not be. It's just really hard to tell without a lot more information that we just don't have at the moment. The advantage that I think a lot of people had in Tonga is that they could hear the eruption. We've seen those pictures with those big booms. And so that immediately warns everyone that an eruption's happened so that they can try and seek higher ground if there are more tsunamis.
Alexander Mateo is the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society's Regional Director for the Asia Pacific. He says relief efforts are being hampered by the lack of communication.
The challenge is nobody is in contact with anybody on the island, and therefore we are all a bit in the dark about exactly the scale of damage or what people are experiencing. Now, what we do know is that the ashfall has been significant and the tsunami waves have been destructive, but we don't know the extent of the damage.
He says the Red Cross's priorities right now are purifying drinking water, providing emergency shelter, and reuniting families.
With a population of around 100,000 and with 70% of them living on one island, and with that island being heavily affected, we're roughly thinking up to 80,000 people could be affected.
HMAS Adelaide will be deployed to Tonga tomorrow, carrying essential supplies like food, water, fuel and clean-up equipment to complement the Australian government's other assistance efforts. Minister for the Pacific, Zed Seselja, has told the Nine Network that the ability to send aid by air is still obstructed.
There is still a significant amount of ash, I understand, at the airport. It was hoped the airport might open today, but that's more likely now to be tomorrow. And as soon as that is open, we'll be able to deliver some of those humanitarian supplies through those C-130 aircraft that are ready to go from Amberley.
All Australians in Tonga have been accounted for. Amy Hall, SBS News.